back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and thank you for joining me once again as we travel around the Fraser Coast region here in beautiful Queensland, Australia, and we share positive stories of what's happening in our local area. Today I'm really lucky to sit down with Craig Layden. He's a local man here in Hervey Bay. Craig's moved to Hervey Bay permanently about 1 year ago, back in December 2018. He originally bought his home here in 2010, and he has a story with a difference, not the traditional sea change story that we hear, and it's well worth having a listen to. So thank you so much, Craig, for joining me.
You're welcome, Jussie. It's wonderful to be here and to be able to talk with you.
Welcome to my crochet/studio. Do you like crochet?
Yes, I'm looking around. Yes, I do.
You feel at home?
Yeah,
I bet you don't have any crochet in your house.
It's very minimal in my place.
Yeah, we are. We want to ask you about that. So, Craig, I just in the little intro there, I just gave a very short snapshot, but listeners won't be aware, but Craig's one of my who's a member of the group on Facebook for Everything Fraser Coast, but you actually contacted me to say, tell me about something being worth a story. And I came back to you and said, I think you have a story to share. I just had a feeling, that's all it was. And that's what led you to, I guess, ponder, then come and catch up with me. So tell us first, I guess, if we can get to, the listeners can get to know you a little bit. So what's your situation here in Hervey Bay? You bought in 2010, but now you've moved here permanently. So a little bit about yourself.
Well, I bought the house in 2010 with the intent on retiring here when I was 60, and everyone should have plans for the long term. At times in life, things do change, and it's how you respond to the change that counts, I've found. So for myself, I'd had a divorce and I got a good job, in Gladstone. And with life, living life, I thought, I want some change. So when I looked at it, I thought, well, okay, what is it you want to do? Where is it that you really want to be in life? And we'll start with that thought. And then we'll work back from there, and I'll start setting some plans. Along the way, we always think, this is great, I'm going to be in Hervey Bay and I'll be 50 and living life. And that came about from friends at bowls. I play bowls, and these guys, 70s, 80s, they pretty much said, hey, look, you're not going to feel like moving at 60, and when you do, you won't have your friends with you because you're in a different town. And when you do get to work on your house, you're on your own. So you don't want to feel like doing that either. So go ahead and do it now. Do it when you're 50 and make the move.
Can I ask you about, that's actually a really important point. So your friends at Bowls, so you're 50 now, right?
I'm 50 now, yeah. I was 48 when I started talking about this.
Okay, so you've moved to Hervey Bay for what you've bought as your retirement home.
Yes.
At least 10 years ahead of schedule. But your friends in the bowls club, they've made a really, or your friends when you were looking at moving down here, I might have got that muddled up a bit, sorry. They've given you really good advice about why move when you're already in retirement. You need to move leading up to retirement. Can you explain that a bit more? Because it's really important.
Well, my life situation had changed. I had no need on my days off to still be in Gladstone. So on my days off, I thought, well, make that start now. So, like, I've formed great friendships on the Fraser Coast. The community is just wonderful. So I felt very comfortable about, and it wasn't until I actually moved here and saw what it was really like that I actually felt, really good about it. I didn't think for a moment it'd be this good. So it's 10 years ahead of schedule. But my schedule had changed as well. And I suspect for anyone that's listening to this today, it's very possible that You might have a loved one that passes away. You may, I'm only just saying the things that happen in life. You might have a relationship that moves on. You just need to accept that, and you need to look after yourself and go forward. You may lose a job. But if I can encourage people to think laterally, think very openly about where you are in life, it's very possible that you actually can reinvent yourself, put yourself in another place where you really want to be. Sometimes people just get served up what's dished up to them and they accept everything that comes in. No, don't take that. You know, like, allow yourself to think about it. Oh, gee, you have to take some emotion out of it as well. And you will have losses along the way in going to where you want to be.
Yeah, so you're talking about projecting in your mind where you see yourself moving towards. And I guess when you did that for yourself, what sort of distance into the future were you looking? Were you looking at, oh, this is where I want to be in 6 months, this is where I want to be in 1 year, or is this where I want to be in when I'm 60? How did you approach that?
Well, at the time it would have been, I thought inside 2 years.
Yeah.
I would make that move, and it pretty much came back to a year. So, and I, you know, you could wait, and I could have done it at any time, like into the future. However, it's just a time in life where you really know that your being needs something different and you want to live somewhat different.
Yeah.
That you actually have to say to yourself, well, I'm going to do this and go.
So the employment you have currently is outside of the Fraser Coast, but you're in the Fraser Coast. Please tell me, like, at least for even just the other male listeners out there who are, maybe they're older and they're single, for whatever reasons, they're on their own. How do you, what's your experience of living in the Fraser Coast? Have you found that there's a lot to do, or that's what I'd like to find out from you?
I think you can choose to have a lot to do. And I think you can choose to go to events or not. I mean, you can stay at home and you can dial in food if you like and not go out. It can go right back to that, and you can watch TV. As far as I'm concerned, shoot me if I'm at home on Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, okay. We won't do that.
Yeah, but I mean, there is that much on in the Fraser Coast. If you're not right into that band that's playing, you can see another two bands on the same night. And if you're not in the crowd that you want to be in, you can just move on. And everyone's good with it.
I don't know if you've noticed, Craig, but I've noticed that there's also a mix of places that I've been that are in events that are specifically for families and inclusive of everyone, or more just, you see, just more adults and relaxing without the kids and different demographics, I guess. And I don't think I've ever experienced that anywhere else I've lived, such a regular amount of events across a broad demographic within the community.
Yeah, and for me the big eye opener is the all abilities and the wide range of events that are really well set up for carers to come to as well. And it's just wonderful to see when you know, you can go to pretty much anywhere, like up and down the coast, and there'll be something on for everyone.
Yeah,
and you can just join in. It's about being involved.
Yeah, that's great.
And making it happen.
Yeah. So, are you a fisherman?
Yes, I fish. I have a boat, and I enjoy it here. The whale season, I just couldn't believe how many these whales are coming out of the water everywhere.
Oh wow! You're out there in your own boat.
Yeah, my own boat, and there was a day there where this sea fog come right across, and there would have been seven dolphins popped up around the boat. So it was lovely.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. So, any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
Oh, when we touched on what do you have?
Yes, no. So you, in our speed dating before we started recording, you mentioned, and my ears pricked up, that you like minimalistic living. And I guess a couple of questions come to mind is, well, first of all, what is minimalistic living for those people that aren't aware of it?
Okay, I went through a stage where I was living in the centre of Gladstone and motel, and you don't have a whole lot of need for, you know, like items, extra items, like coming into your life. And I just became very content with what I had. And in that, you know, you start reading more about the things that interest you. And because I was content, I'd notice this Becoming Minimalist Facebook page. And I can encourage anyone to go on there, because it actually, it's all about taking away your need for consuming and for your need for getting more things, which actually causes you stress in life. So it's all about just having what you need, and make sure you have the things that you need, and just let go of the other things that are in your, that are in your life. And it does hold you back. So the, you know, having to maintain four cars, for example, you might be able to get that down to two and do something else with the other money that's meaningful, you know. And it's all about just keep on paring it back to where you can be genuinely happy, have plenty, but focus more on yourself and focus more on going and doing community minded things, your friendship needs that you have. So you know, you've got, you know, you can cook at home. Also, on the Fraser Coast, we're very lucky, we can go out and eat almost for the price of cooking at home as well, which, yeah, I think is great.
Well, was there anything else, Craig, that you'd like to share from a male perspective of retiring or transitioning to retirement in the Fraser Coast?
I think if you're going to do it, you just need to really think about, exactly as I was saying, where do you want to be, what do you want to do, what are your interests? For guys, look, I just got to encourage guys to look after themselves, to make sure they look after their health. That's one thing. But also look after your mind as well. Keep good friends. Have those cups of tea out. Have those cups of coffee. Make sure you connect. Make sure you, any, even if you've got nothing else on that day, make a call, meet up, go do something. Because it'll do you the world of good. It's across, it's about being holistic and get into retirement. And I'm a long way away from retiring. I mean, I'm saying I'll retire at 60, but you know, I'm very interested in my work and I love it. It may just continue on and keep doing what you enjoy.
Yeah, well, you're living a retirement lifestyle on your days off.
Yeah, and so then when that finishes, it's straight back to work, eat, sleep, repeat.
Yeah, so you best of both worlds, actually. Yeah. It's a bit of an ideal.
I love my work. That's the other thing. When you work, learn to love what it is, be positive about it, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, and because that's, you know, like a third of your life. Sleep's the other third. We're only looking at the other third.
Yeah.
You know, you break it in 8-hour parts of the day and that's what you end up with.
You say some really... you don't say a lot, Craig, but what you do say has a lot of meaning. And you come out with some really good thought-provoking thoughts to get everybody thinking. I really appreciate you spending some time sharing your story. So thank you so much, Craig, for reaching out to me. Thank you for sharing my my group and joining the group. And I wish you well. Good luck with your fishing and your bowling.
Yes, thank you very much. I will. And thanks for having me here today. Like, these podcasts is just a way of people communicating the things that mean a lot to them. And if others take a snippet or even know that it's there at a different time in their life, who knows? It might be just up for them.
Would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, this will end up going international today. Suzanne Cowan in Toronto, Canada. She will be listening in.
Oh, shout out Canada.
Shout out Canada, Toronto. Yes.
Do they say? A.
They say sorry a lot in Canada.
Thanks so much, Craig. I'm really happy to have met you and made a new friend. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Ba-da.